too. You are.
That was a really nice introduction, I gotta say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right?
So this is hard.
Will you come on tour with
yeah,
us?
Yeah, will you come on? Yes. What are you doing next weekend?
I actually do have to. I have promised to do a solo at the church service that
okay,
I go to.
Cool.
But other than that,
that could be for hire.
Well,
huh?
If you change your mind,
right now, except for that, my life is wide open.
Awesome.
Is anybody going to Project Earth next weekend? Project what?
Project Earth in Minnesota.
I think you were saying on what that is.
Okay.
Yes.
So
there was one more
kind of
thing that we
forgot
to fill in on the sheet.
Yeah, I was like I said, it was very last minute.
Clarks
I felt
Grove,
very unprepared.
Clarks,
for, like,
Clarks,
I was like 2 days
cool
in the middle of like whole.
It also
whole
has
mess.
A good amount of. Welcome. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being alive. Thank you for coming to this land and for sharing your talents and gifts and holding space for the community. You know, I've only been through Iowa a few times actually, and I was really amazed because us, you know, in Ohio, I thought Iowa was like pretty flat. Most of Ohio's pretty flat, but it turns out this part is just has these really amazing, majestic kind of contours of the land, and it's really beautiful, and just so grateful because, you know, it's not as often as we would like that we get to be with so many people across such a diverse spread of ages, you know, and I think that's really important that we connect because we all have different gifts and different talents, and when we're together in a community like these young people literally going on kind of a rite of passage, you know, in a way, going out into the woods, you know, to have an experience, and they get to teach us about that, and we get to share songs with each other, and so I think it's really cool, you know, it's something that I crave in my life, is to be amongst intergenerational context, so so grateful you guys are here. And my name's Adam, and this is Gregory. And we're from Ohio, and we both have, you know, so we're pretty close, you know, to Iowa here. And today this song circle is called Heart of the Water Protector. And, you know, heart represents connection. And so the heart of the water protector. Has anyone heard that word before? Water protector.
Oh, yeah.
where have you heard that word, or what is that word about? What does it mean? Where does it come from? When did you first hear it?
I first heard it in association with Standing Rock.
Doing a lot of activism for years and decades, yeah.
Well, she's got a degree from, I think, Harvard in economics, and she's helping her people like package wild rice and do different things to become more sound at lighter.
Yeah.
Another thing, she does a lot of things.
Yeah, definitely. So, in this context, the term water protector, to protect something, I just came back from Hawaii. I literally flew straight here from Hawaii, and it was my first time going out of, I'm just going to go ahead and it's almost like out of the, for me it was almost out of the country, you know. In Hawaii we say malama, like malama aina, which malama means both to protect, but also it means to cherish. So like our sons or our daughters, our children, our creatures, if we have dogs or cats that we're working with, or anything that we love, a river or a forest, when we protect something, it's not only in a way like this, it's also because we love it. We're protecting it because we love it. And so to be a water protector is a person that understands that life on earth, when we send you know, crafts out to distant planets, you know, and distant we'll check out, you know, what's it like on Mars, or how's Venus doing over here, how's Venus today on Tuesday, you know, we're always asking, like, do they have water, you know, is there water there? Now, why do we do that? Why do we go to these planets and we're kind of like, hey, that was pretty cool. The galaxy is this and this and it has this star system, but does it have water? Right? What's that about?
Well, humans can't live without water.
If we wreck our water, we might have to go somewhere else.
Well, we won't have anywhere else to go.
Yes. So, exactly. So, you know, as beings, we have a lot of water that makes up our bodies, right? And so to be a water protector is to recognize that not only we as humans and all of our human family, but our hooved family, the hoof nation of creatures that have hooves, deers, and the entire hoof nation, the winged nation of bird creatures, they require water. You know, the reptile nation, right? You know, the fish nation lives in water, right? The dolphin and the whale nation, they live in water. And as it is right now in these bodies, we actually need water to live. So Standing Rock, this circle is kind of like related to, basically it's like songs to bring us together. Songs about coming together to stand up for the earth, that we believe Mother Earth is sacred, that it's very precious, and that if we damage the earth and we damage the waterways, and though we think it's like, oh, well, we're hurting the water, or we're hurting those people over there, and they're over there, way over there, and we're here, and that's a different school district, or that's a different, well, in fact, you know, these things come back to our front door. And so to be a water protector is to recognize that we need water on this earth to survive, and we want to protect our rivers and our streams and our aquifers and the ocean. So this circle is about songs about for people coming together all across the world of every color and every nation to stand together like a mountain, like a rainbow mountain of all people and all colors and all genders and all classes coming together to celebrate. And so without to celebrate life and to stand with Mother Earth. So without further introduction, we'll go ahead and kind of start singing. And so the circle is kind of a combination between heart songs and also in a lot of our circles, we get to travel around the country and do circles all over, really. We also like to get people not only singing the lines that we've come up with, but to ask questions and give you guys a chance within the song to give feedback back or, you know, have a prayer in that song. You know, when we ask, like, okay, does anyone have something to say? We want to not only just learn the words that we're giving to you, but we want to open, just like this teepee is open to the sky. We want to open to the sky and to the inspiration of creativity and the spirit to move through you and to move through us, that maybe in this moment we create something new. So I invite you to you know, in this circle, to not only sing the words that we might sing give to you, but when we open it up to speak, and you don't have to sing it, you can speak it. Or if you want to improvise, or if you want to rap a verse, or if you want to get twangy with a verse, then that's great, and we love it all. So the first kind of tune is just a heart song to kind of connect us and open up our voices to singing together. And we'll do it kind of call and response style.
I stand with my arms wide open and my heart ready to receive each and every one of you. I stand with my arms wide open and my heart ready to receive each and every one of you. I stand with my arms wide open and my heart ready to receive each and every one of you. I stand with my arms wide open and our hearts ready to receive each and every one of you.
And
say now, each and every one of you.
And then we say again,
each and every one of you.
And we say again,
each and every one.
We stand with our arms wide open.
And we say,
we stand with our arms wide open and our hearts ready to receive and everyone.
If you want,
stand with our arms wide open and our hearts ready to receive each and every one of you. We stand with our arms wide open,
yeah,
and our hearts ready to receive each and every one of you. We stand with our arms wide.
circle, let's look at someone and just, you know, tell someone in this circle why we appreciate them. You know, maybe something they did this weekend, maybe the way they welcomed us into the circle, maybe just the way they're sitting there kind of tapping that foot. We're like, yeah, man, I like the way you tap that foot. Yeah, uh-huh. You know, so let's just go around, because this song is about appreciating each other. So let's just open up a little space for you guys to just compliment each other and tell each other why you appreciate each other. So, you know, here we go. Who's first? I'll say that I'm gonna first talk to my friend Gregory. You know, Gregory, I gotta tell you what, I haven't seen you for a year, traveled all across the country, you know, went to Hawaii, and when I came back, you still got that same beautiful baby face smile, and you're always goofy. Whenever I get stressed out, Gregory just makes me laugh with that face, and we just play, and he inspires me to just jump into the river.
Joy, 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 joy. You give us joy, joy, joy.
give us joy, 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 pure joy. You give us joy, 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 pure joy. You give us joy, 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 pure joy. You give us joy, 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 pure joy.
Gosh, guys, that was fun. That was amazing. Who's feeling good? How you guys feeling? What do you name one word that you're feeling right now?
Joy.
Connected.
Joy, connection.
Grateful.
Grateful.
Alive.
Alive.
Childlike.
Childlike.
Present.
Fearless.
Present, fearless.
Yeah. That must have been so nice in the midst of a cold winter night. Wow.
And well placed.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, in the same way that we said that, Gregory and I believe that every person is here on this earth with a unique purpose, that they have a unique set of passions, that they have a unique set of gills, that there's a unique set of things. Gills, right? Gills.
You were trying to let that one slide, man.
Like stuff that you can swim in that other people can't.
That's right.
Love that.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
And so, yeah. So thank you for sharing, you know, your gifts with us in the circle and your gifts with us this weekend. That song is kind of cool. There's many reasons that I love that song. Who wrote that song?
We did.
We did. We did. So that song was made, actually, by in a circle just like this. Every word of that song was made in a circle just like this, because we started out with a question. And I think the question was something like, what is it that you bring? What is it that you bring your brothers and your sisters today, right here? What is it that you bring this circle? And we just were playing that chord progression. Columbus, Ohio, after traveling across the country. And this girl, never heard her sing in my life. She stands up and she goes, I stand with my arms wide and my heart ready to receive each and every one of you. And each line was sang by a different person who had never sang that line before, and someone else, and so a circle is forming, and it's just going around organically. Whoever feels inspired is adding to it, and then someone goes, yeah. Right, and then someone else, like, the culmination was, you know, someone just looking around with a huge smile, and just realizing how much joy that being together in a family, being in a community, and coming together and sharing life gives us. And when I see you guys smile and your guys' eyes light up, it gives me so much joy. And it gives you joy seeing that I have joy, and we just make this big joy explosion. And so this circle, like we said, we'll have some time in this circle that, you know, is not just the words that we present. And we might make a song just like that. And you guys might want to take it to your community. Or I might say, I love that song. I love what you said. I love that line you sang. Can we carry that? And so, you know, we believe that the human race is a song. And that every person is a note. And sometimes we feel lost. We feel alone. Like we're hanging up there. Suspended is the final note. Before the next verse comes in and someone takes us to the next shore. So we really believe in community, and yeah, so thank you for being here, and yeah, let's do another song.
Sing that one more later.
Okay.
Alright, I got one.
I just
love
that one.
Right.
That was awesome.
Alright, so. Alright, so this song was channeled by Greg. Dancing on this hill, like channeling this song. And then other people came and just started adding lines to it. And then basically we end up saying, you know what, that line and that line and that line really resonated with us. And so we carry them. And then you guys might have something that comes through you today. And we might say, oh, we love that. Can we add that to this song? Because these songs are ever changing. And really, they're not. Some of these songs are not made by a person. They're literally, we're just curating them from this moment. So in Ohio, we sang this song, Ohio, doing it for the buffalo. Like, you know, the kind of calling and giving thanks to the native heritage of North America and the forests and the mountains here. But I sang this in Kauai, and we sang it to Kalalea, which is a sacred mountain, an amazing sacred mountain in Kauai. I got to meet Daniel there and see his work there. And so here we're in Iowa, and I don't know that much about the history of Iowa. The history of this land and even how the word Iowa came to be, you know, and where it comes from. But I think since we do call this land Iowa, I felt compelled when I was walking today that we invoke the spirit of this land. And I think just using the word Iowa, does anyone actually know?
Well, it is a native. It's a native
the
word.
Iowa tribe.
Iowa, yeah.
The Iowa tribe was
like
one of the tribes that was in Iowa,
and that's what it's named after, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But
Liz called it Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
So this region is actually the Oneota River Valley, and that was a tribe within the area of this area that we're at in. Yeah, that's what I would say about that.
Okay.
Oneota.
Tomorrow that's going to speak a lot more to that, but this most recently, the people who lived here before Europeans came were people that are called the Ho-Chunk by themselves, that other people
Ho-Chunk
have called the Winnebago, but Winnebago is a term that's actually not favorable to the Ho-Chunk people, and they were brought here, they were carried here, they were forced here from southwest Wisconsin, where that's their part of their original homeland. And they didn't want to be here, and they left, and then they were forced to come back again. And then I actually know some people who lived here when the
Oneota.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where does Iowa come from?
from the Iowa people. Yes, wait, they're in that same cultural group, Oniota Iowa Oto. They're, yeah, that's another name that goes in that group. Thank you.
Okay, great. So, with that in mind, basically this song is like invoking, it's invoking the power of the place that you live. The place that, not that you live even, the place that you are. Okay, so when I was in Kauai, I got this inspiration that we needed to honor this sacred mountain, the sacred place that we're at. So when in Ohio we sang, you know, we sang the words Ohio, you know, in this song, but it didn't make sense for me to sing this same song in Kauai, you know, even though I love it. So we sang Kalalea. And here I'm feeling inspired in this context to use the word Oniota. Am I pronouncing it right? Oniota. So let me make sure this works. All right, so so
you gotta have the shoulder in there. Skirt.
So this this is like an invocation of calling in the wisdom of the people who lived on this land way before us, and we're calling in the wisdom, and we're also through this song we're giving reverence. We're saying this is the land that you have lived on. Thank you for living on this land in a good way, and may your wisdom of how to live with this land, may it come through us today, now, and this weekend, as we have our own kind of family gathering. May we live on this land in a good way. May we leave no trace here. May we pick up our trash here. May we love each other. May we be able to hear each other. And so we're invoking, we're calling upon these people, these ancient people, to teach us and guide us, and to inspire us. So it'll be a call and response sort of thing, and there's just a few sections, and I really invite you to feel it, you know. Lastly, everyone's a different type of a singer, and I always grew up thinking that I couldn't sing. It wasn't like until a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, that I started singing. And I don't really have a really, you know, rich sort of tone in my singing, you know. Everyone has a different tone. So what I'm saying is, I don't sound like Frank Sinatra. I don't sound like Ella Fitzgerald. And everyone's voice is unique.
Come on, channel
Sinatra. Louis, right? But everyone's voice is unique. And what I believe in singing is singing from your passion, from your passion. So whatever it is, when we're singing this song, especially this, we're invoking these people. And I just invite you to, as the song goes on, if you need to like growl a little bit in that word, or if your voice has to break on that part, whatever, like I really invite you as we move through this piece to sing from your passion, you know, because when we sing with passion, people feel it. Even if it doesn't sound as rich as the next singer, we move people's hearts, and that's what matters. So, did you want to say something, sister?
Well, I just wanted to say that I brought some flutes with me, which I would love to share with the community for even just a few minutes, and wondering if there might be some time at the end that I could play.
Perhaps. Let's see.
Or if there is.
Or also, when the circle closes, those who might want to linger, and because there will be a break time in there,
that
might be a nice time
to
share
that. Okay, that might be a good time.
So here we go.
Oniota, we're calling in your wisdom. Oniota, we're calling in your wisdom.
Then we say,
Oniota, lead us in this his heart's song, you say.
Oneota, lead us in this heart's song.
Me would say, Oneota, with calling in your wisdom, you say.
Oneota, we're calling in your wisdom.
And I say, Oneota, lead us in this heart song. You say,
Oneota, lead us in this heart song.
And we say,
survive on this earth? What do we need to use from the earth? And what do we need to give? How do we give more than we take? How do we learn to respect each other even though we're different, how do we learn to celebrate each other because we're different? And the next song, Greg is going to share a song that he just made on the streets in Columbus, Ohio, at sort of a
Hillary Clinton's rally.
Really?
We were there with the Standing Rock movement because it was a major rally and we had just came from Standing Rock. And any time there was a major chance to get the message out and say, hey guys, this is actually really important and people are getting hurt. And we kind of need the nation to stand with, we're asking, will you stand with us, basically. So we took that opportunity to go and play songs there and hold signs. And Gregory just kind of channeled this song through call and response style. And a lot of people weren't very happy about it. They yelled at us, they screamed at us for just being there, because some people didn't necessarily want to know about that Native Americans are still being abused and exploited, and they don't really want to hear it. Some people, and but nonetheless, my good friend Gregory sang this song with all of his heart and soul. And then he'd sing it at the fire at Standing Rock. And the cutest thing ever is when the children, those little Native children with their dark, dark, beautiful, beautiful dark skin and their braids, when they would come up and they would say, Standing Rock, you are not alone. And they would like come up to us in different times when we're doing dishes or when we're working with the fire or after we'd got out from being on, you know, front lines kind of work, just standing in front of machines that are trying to dig up, you know, native territory. And the best thing was when we come back and they wanted to sing. They wanted to sing together. And I was blessed to get to, does anyone not know what Standing Rock is? Because I've talked about it without really, like, properly introducing it.
Yeah, cool.
So basically, I was asked to come by the youth who ran there, to sing. So I just think, like, what we're doing, I just want to highlight that, because what we're doing this weekend is we're sowing seeds that the world really needs. So I really invite you and I really ask you to go into your community and carry song, whatever way that means to you. And even more than carrying song, carry whatever gift that you have that's going to bring people together. Please. Food. What brings people together? What are they? Food. What else?
Stories.
Music. Stories.
Dancing.
Dancing.
Fire.
Fire.
Poetry.
Yoga.
Poetry?
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Poetry. Yoga.
Celebration.
Hardship. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So whatever, you know, we're just, before Gregory presents this song, I just wanted to say that people all across the world resonate with music this way. And it turns out that our world has a lack of singing together. We idolize musicians and singers, and we've forgotten about the song. And this community is restoring song to the center. And that brings us together. And when that song is about us coming together, when we can sing as one earth choir, we will be one earth and the world will heal. So please, however you bring people together, let's use the gifts and passions we have to inspire people to come together in a good way. And with that, I want to invite my friend Gregory to share. Yeah, I go.
Thank you.
Let's sing about love, shall we?
Yes, we can.
Just follow me, y'all. Let's sing about love. 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 Sing it, everybody. Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love.
One more time.
Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love. You can be love. You can be love. You can be love. You can be love.
Look to your neighbor and say,
you can be love. You can be love. You can be love. You can be love.
One more time.
You can be love. You can be love. You can be love. You can be love.
Okay, here we go. I will support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported. Sing it to your neighbor. Come on.
I will always support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported.
One more time.
I will support you. You were always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported
for our brothers and sisters.
You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported.
Okay, here was the next part.
Standing rock. Standing rock. You are not alone. You are not alone. Yeah. Standing rock. Standing rock, you are not alone. You are not alone.
Sing it louder.
Standing rock,
let them know.
Standing rock,
tell them now.
You are not alone. You are not alone.
Keep that going.
Standing rock.
Oh.
Standing rock, you are not alone. You are not alone. You can be love. You can be love. Yes, you can be love. You can be love.
All right, here's the next part, guys.
Sound beautiful. Omeni wachone, water is light. Mini Wachone, no more pipelines. Oh, Mini Wachone, water is life. Mini Wachone, no
no more pipelines again. Mini Wachoni, that means water is life. Oh, Mini Wachoni, no more pipelines again. Mini Wachoni, yeah, that means water is life. Yeah, Mini Wachoni, no more pipelines. Okay, we're going green. We're going green to keep it clean. No more oil pipelines. No more oil pipelines. We're going green to keep it clean. No more oil pipelines. No more oil pipelines. We're going green to keep it clean. No more oil pipelines. No more oil pipelines. One more time. We're going green to keep it clean. No more oil pipelines. No more oil pipelines.
Standing Rock.
Standing Rock. Standing Rock. You are not alone. You are not alone.
Everybody now.
Standing Rock. Standing Rock. You are not alone. You are not alone.
Let's bring it down.
Let's sing about love. 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 Let's sing about love.
Cause you can be love.
Cause you can be love. You can be love. You can be love. You can be love.
I will support you.
I will support you. You are always supported. I will support you. You are always supported.
You guys keep that part going.
I will support you.
You can be love.
You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported. I will always support you.
Sing it out.
You are always supported.
Come on, guys.
I will support you. You are always supported. I will always support you. You are always supported.
Because death is not the end.
Because death is not the end. 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 Standing Rock, you are not alone. You are not alone. Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love.
Just our voices here.
Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love. Let's sing about love. Let's bring about love. Let's bring about love. Let's be about love. Let's be about love. Because you can be love.
You all sound amazing. You sound amazing. What's that? Bogard, Gregory Bogard. Yeah. Like Humphrey, but it's with a D on the end instead of a T.
Like Humphrey.
And I'm a good guy.
Oh, good yeah. Guys.
So, yeah, you know. You know, there's something. these circles are always really healing, I think. And there's something healing about tears. I think a lot of people are afraid to cry in this world, but I think differently. And I say, your tears are a waterfall, and one sacred tear can replenish 10,000 acres of rainforest from the most desolate concrete jungle. And there's something like that song, you know, it has this longing, some longing that you hear for beauty, for a beautiful world. And there's something that is not always happy. It's not always pretty. But we're getting through it, and we're gonna get through it, and we're doing it together. And that's beautiful. And when we sing a song like that, we feel that longing, but we feel all of our voices entwining. And if it was just a happy song, we would feel joy, which is just as great, amazing. But we can't live our lives all the time in joy, pure joy. And there's a lot going on in our world that is for grieving. So sometimes these sessions, we feel that we're almost like that lotus. Because the lotus flower, it anchors itself in the deepest, darkest mud. And it is the most beautiful, enlightened, awakened flower of all. So only through touching the roots, the deepest, darkest roots of what we're facing in our own hearts and in our world, can we bloom the most beautiful flower. So I thank you, because you guys sounded so beautiful in that song, and it just filled my heart with hope that I think sometimes it's easier to not look at our world and not look at what's going on and not look at how our forests and how our rivers are being treated. But when we can look at it and we can make a beautiful song, or we can do something, we can clean up the river, we can go in front of the city hall and stand there and sing together and say that as people of this county, as people of this township, we don't agree with this. And we have the power to change it. So I want to thank you for singing that song in such a beautiful way, because it fills me with hope that of all the things going on in our world, that when we use our hearts, we can make a difference. And we are making a difference. And this song is about that. This song is about coming together. It's called We Are In This Together. Because no matter what color your skin is, no matter if your hair is straight or if your hair is curly, no matter what you pray to, where you come, that we're all driving on this same ship of Earth through this magnificent universe, and our destiny is one. What we do to the Earth, we do to ourselves. And in the end, we sing together, and we are in this together. Yeah, we'll just kind of do a call and response style. And if you're feeling it, I invite you to, you're welcome to stand up during this song at some point. It's a great tune. And we just invite you to sing it however you like. We say,
we are in this together.
That's the chorus, that's it.
We are in this together, yeah.
We say,
We are in this together. Yeah.
We say that
we are in this together. Yeah.
And the other part goes, it goes. One people, one nation, one tribe. One people, one family. One people, one nation, one tribe.
One people, one family. One people, one nation, one tribe. One people, one family. One people, one nation, one tribe. One people,
we are in this together.
We are in this together. Yeah.
One tribe. One tribe.
We are in this this is who we are. This
is who we are. This is who we are. This is who we are. This is who we are. This is who we are.
You guys keep singing it. We say,
this is who we are. This is who we are. This is who we are.
Sounds good.
That someone's feeling now. What is your feeling?
Blissful.
Oh, connected.
Ah. Empathy.
Ah.
Love is.
Grateful. Mm.
Huh. Overflowing.
Well, I can't put it into one word, but I would like to.
I think that would be Moorish. You want more of it.
I think we have time for about one more tune. And that last tune, I want to pay respect to
If, you know, when there is an artist that writes a tune that presents, I want to pay respect to that. And that tune was written, One Tribe and Tubby Love Family. So they have some really great albums. They're really good friends of ours, and we traveled all across the country with them. And that song we sang in the streets with probably 10,000 people. It was in Philadelphia. It was when the there was a major event happening, and there was so many people, and it was honestly a hostile situation. And just that there were so many different types of people. It was the DNC. It was the Democratic National Convention. And there was hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in Philadelphia. And a lot of different people had different causes that they're there to try to get to the attention of the country for change. And what happens sometimes when you get a lot of people together that in some cases are frustrated because of the way things are going, and especially when they're all from different types, it's just, there's this, and you get them into a really small space. Like there was probably 12, 15, I don't know, 20,000 people within less than a mile, all packed in. Mm-hmm. And the part that I most want to share is that we started traveling singing that song because it was obvious to us that this environment needs something beautiful so that it doesn't, people don't fight, like a massive thing break out in the streets. So we were marching. I'm marching with this guitar. Like, we are in this too, you know. Tubby's got a guitar, he's singing, you know, everyone's singing. And we started with about 40 people. After the first group, we look around, and there's now 80 people with us. Boom, we hit to the other side of the street, we're marching, 200 people. We have no idea who these people are. We are in. We go under this bridge, in this tunnel. There must have been that moment that we stepped. I'll never forget that moment. Boom. Must have been 400 people marching with us, singing that song. And all of our voices are echoing in this tunnel. And all around us, there's people everywhere. And you don't know what's going on. All you know is that you look around and you tell your brothers and sisters, whatever happens, don't. You all take that with you. No matter what happens in your life, don't stop singing. And so with that, we're going to use the final time we have to share a tune.
Be a child, be an ocean, be a lion, be a mountain, be a child, be an ocean. Stand tall like a mountain, no matter what happens. We will stand. Stand up, stand tall like a mountain, no matter what happens. We will stand. Stand up, stand tall like a mountain, no matter what happens.
Don't be afraid to be a mountain, a mountain.
Do we say? Call upon the love inside. You know we are boundless. We are boundless. You say, call upon.
Call upon the love inside. You know we are boundless. We are boundless.
Afraid of your mountain.
We say, don't be afraid to be a mountain, mountain.
Call upon the love.
Call upon the love inside. You know we
boundless.
Are boundless. We are boundless.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid to be a mountain, mountain. Call upon the love inside. You know we are boundless. We are boundless.
Be a mountain child.
Be a child.
Ocean.
Be an ocean.
Lion.
Be a lion. Be a mountain
child.
Be a child. Be an ocean. Be a lion.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you guys so much, you know, for coming, and thank you guys so much for being divers, you know. The last thing I wanted to do in Hawaii when I left was dive into the ocean and see the mysteries that live in the sea, and I wasn't able to. But it turns out that I'm here with you because we are divers into the depths of our soul. We are unafraid to look at our own vulnerability. We are unafraid to speak our truth to each other, to confess the things that are plaguing and grieving our hearts. And we know that when we stand together and when we sing together, we heal our hearts. And by healing our hearts, we will heal the land. And by healing the land, we will make the most beautiful chorus out of this world. And we are so grateful for all of you. And please, when you go out from here, please sing with people and take your gifts, take your cooking, take your poetry, take your sewing, take your art, take your passion and plant it in your community and bring people together and stand strong like a most beautiful rainbow mountain of all people and all generations. And thank you for coming. And to close this circle, Gregory has a few words to open us up to the possibility of the magic and the healing power of the universe. And I just want to thank you guys so much. Give it to Gregory to open us up to this magic as we take this magic and we go spread it like magicians of soul around this gathering.
I would just like to say that we all thank both of you for coming here and presenting this and getting us more involved with this, because this is something my heart has been really focused on for like all my life. And I've always felt all alone, and I've always felt that the Native Americans were all alone. And it feels good to have them kind of brought in and to have ourselves brought in as well. So I just want to say it's been such a gift to be here.
You are not alone.
I shared a little bit of this magic with the kids right before they went off. When I was in Okinawa, Japan, 2014, I was standing at this amazing fountain, and all of a sudden I see this short, round Irishman just come bouncing up to me. He's got the biggest smile on his face, and he says, "How does it get any better than this?" And immediately I respond without thinking about it. I was like, "Oh, it doesn't." I was having an amazing time. Like, I'm in Japan, like, it's crazy. Like, it doesn't get any better than this. It was just a natural response. And when I said that, he looked at me like I literally just shot him in the chest, like, horrified. And he was like, "Why would you destroy the magic of this moment? Can't you just wonder?" You see, because when I answered his question, he said, "How does it get any better than this?" I said, "It doesn't." Well, guess what? I just put a lid on that box. I just closed that door. I just created my own possibility of no more possibilities of it getting better. And so because of that, what happens? It kind of gets worse. So he taught me about living in the question. So together, we're going to end this circle with some questions. All right, so sing with me. How does it get any better than this?
How does it get any better than this? How does it get any better than this?
Be funky with your voice.
How does it get any better than this? 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 How does it get any better than this?
What else is possible?
What else is possible? What else is possible? What else is possible? What else is possible?
Just wonder. How did I get so get so lucky, surrounded by people, friends who love me.
How did I get so lucky, surrounded by people, friends who love me? How did I get so lucky, surrounded by people, friends who love me? How did I get so lucky, surrounded by people?
On the ground for the answer or expect it to come, you just wonder. You just sit in the wonder. When you ask those questions, it's not rhetorical. I'm asking, how does it get any better than this? Because the reality is that we don't know what we don't know. You get that?
Yeah.
We are completely unaware of the things we are completely unaware of. So how do we open ourselves up to that? We ask questions. How does it get any better than this? How did I get so lucky? Right? What is that doing? How did I get so lucky? It doesn't matter if you believe in luck or not. How did I get so lucky? It's bringing up the energy of whatever it is that made me so lucky. Bringing in more of that. So these are beautiful tools that were shared with me that have absolutely changed my life. And I pray that they stick with you. What else is possible?
All right, guys, so to just close it out, finally, to seal it, I just want to thank you so much again. One thing is I forgot to say that song, I'm Gonna Stand, that's written by our friends from One Tribe. I just want to honor that and honor that their song. And so I want to just close by just holding hands and doing what I call an ecstatic ohm. Because, you know, some of us were like part Buddha, but part just like, you know, funky soul dancer. So we're going to ohm, but we're going to do an ecstatic ohm. So, and what we mean by that is we're going to start off with a normal ohm at, you know, a lower pitch. And as it goes along, as our breath starts to expire, we're going to take a big breath. As our breath starts to expire, we're going to raise the pitch up and up and up until we're just like, yeah, you know, in ecstasy, just giving that thanks to the sky. And then we'll kneel down and touch the earth and give that energy back to the earth. And then you guys are going to go spread this magic and fulfill your purpose in life, knowing that we're in this together. So, ecstatic ohm, guys. How's it getting?
Do we go on the first one? We just
we'll do two normal ohms, and then we'll end it with an ecstatic ohm. Send it back. Just touch the earth, and then there's going to be a test at the end of it. And then we'll just go create. So, we'll just go ahead and take a few deep breaths in and just expel our air to just kind of clear our lungs. So, we're just going to do the one ecstatic ohm out. And if you'd like, after that, you can touch the earth, give it back to the earth. But we'll breathe in real deep and just let it out in fun and bliss and ecstasy and joy and grace and thanks for being here together. So here we go. You've been at your knees a little bit if you want. And I'm going to take this breath in. First, we'll just expel. But I loved it. I loved it. Next time. Alright, here we go. Deep breath, ecstatic ohm.
Yes.
All right, thank you guys so much. Thank Have an awesome day. Share the joy, spread the love, and we're so grateful to be here with you. We love you.
Adam, your name is, your last awesome. Name?
You Elfers, E-L-F-E-R-S.
E-L-F-E-R-S, okay.
Thank you, guys.
For those who may be organizing later.